You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's find out who on the weekend and bring in our producer, Shay, to give us the candidates.
MVP Monday.
Well, let's get started with Josh Allen, who won the weekend. We're playing for second place here. We have three other candidates. But Josh Allen with 5 touchdown passes to just 4 incompletions, 308 yards, almost 14 yards per attempt in a 47-17 rout over the Patriots, who had the second best pass defense in football coming into this. He's the MVP. So who's playing for second place? Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, 400 yards, 77% completion in a 42-21 win over the Steelers. He also threw touchdown pass on 5 straight possessions in 10 and a half minutes, by far the shortest span for 5 touchdowns in NFL history. The 49ers defense held the Cowboys, the league's highest scoring offense against fake defenses, to just 17 total points. Or the Bengals, who exercised their playoff demons by beating the Raiders and getting their first playoff win, both straight up and against the spread, since 1990. They give the game ball to various bars in the Cincinnati area. Jenks, who is the MVP of the weekend? Second place.
The Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals. It has been, 31 years since they won a playoff game? That is the longest drought in pro sports among the 4 major sports, and they gave game balls to the local bars? Are you kidding me? That's right up my alley. Imagine if you've been suffering Sunday after Sunday, year after year, just waiting for the Bengals, if they make the playoffs at all, to win a playoff game, and they finally do, and the team comes to you and says, thank you for your service. You've been here for 3+ decades. Think about that. 31 years. There are kids that have grown up and have never seen the Bengals win a playoff game until they had kids of their own. That's how long it's been. And Cincinnati said, here's to the city of Cincinnati. Here's to the bars. Here's to the people who have stuck with us. The people. This is the people's team. I love it. Cincinnati, congratulations. And they had to earn it because this game went down to the final play. Well done, Cincy.
I'm going with the 49ers. You make a compelling argument for the Bengals, but they almost lost to the Raiders, a team that honestly isn't very good. I'm going to go with the Niners, a team that was getting points in this one, an underdog on the road going to Dallas, and that defense really stepping up. 5 sacks for a loss of 40 yards. The defensive line came to play, and oh yeah, some credit deserving to my boy, Deebo Samuel, over 100 total yards of receiving and rushing, an absolute stick of dynamite in the backfield. So I'm going to go with the Niners, MVP of the weekend, besides the Bills.
For me, it's quite simple. I'm going to give it to Patrick Mahomes and also the Kansas City Chiefs in totality, because they did NFL Nation a favor and ended Ben Roethlisberger's career. And for that, we all need to be very thankful to the Kansas City Chiefs. Finally, they put a stake in the most hated quarterback in football. I'm very appreciative of the Kansas City Chiefs ensuring Ben Roethlisberger will never play in another NFL game.
I agree. The only thing that makes me sad is I was kind of hoping that his arm would fall off. We've talked about this. This was the one chance for his arms to fall off mid-game. It wouldn't have shocked anybody. They would have picked it up, gotten some Gorilla Glue, put it back on. That was a little disappointing to me, but outside of that, I agree with you, Shay. This is the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. It is great to have you with us on a Monday, getting the week started off by hopefully making yourself some money. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll give you our best bets for tonight. Try and go 2-0 to start the week off right. Let's bring in our good friend Jason Scott. He is the Vice President of Trading for BetMGM, in charge of setting the lines and prices, and he joins us here on the show each and every Monday. Jason, I know you heard the conversation. Thanks for being with us. Who was your MVP of the weekend?
Yeah, morning, gents. Jenks, morning, Chelsea. I'm going to go with the obvious. Sometimes I think I get a bit too obscure here, but after a first quarter that hurt my eyes watching that Pittsburgh Kansas City, it might have been the worst quarter in the history of playoff football. Patrick Mahomes just turned it on. The five touchdowns in 10.5 minutes does it for me. And frankly, I can't wait for Josh Allen to go to Arrowhead next Saturday, next weekend. But I thought Mahomes was outstanding.
All right, so let's look at this Monday night football game that we all will be watching, the Cardinals and the Rams. And this weekend was pretty interesting because it was, you know, the spread hasn't mattered in any of these games so far. It's either the underdog winning outright or the favorite covering easily. Do we see that type of game going on between the Rams and the Cardinals tonight, in which the Rams are laying 3.5 points?
What we're seeing is the old-fashioned pros versus Joes here. The public are behind the Rams, but the professionals really like the Cardinals for what isn't apparent to me. I mean, the Rams have beaten the Cardinals 9 of the last 10. The spread's 8-1-1 in those 10 games. Not many of them have been close. So, look, as a book, we're going to need the Cardinals. I'm a Cardinals fan, but I've been watching us getting belted up by the Rams for 5 years straight, so I'm not positive.
We're talking with Jason Scott, Vice President of Trading for BetMGM, in charge of setting the lines and the prices, and he joins us each and every Monday here on the show. Jason, when you look at the NFL playoff picture as a whole, and even though we just got started, are you seeing the public still come in and bet favorites here because of that trend that Chelsea was talking about?
Any weekend, in our book anyway, the actual singles market, we won. So the spreads and the money lines. Where we lost was the parlays. People parlaying up 4 favorites, 5 favorites, 3 favorites. So it wasn't a great weekend for us, but it was basically on the parlays. Like, for instance, last night, Pittsburgh were a 7-figure loser for us on Moneyline, which really surprised me. Someone likes Ben and Ben's arm.
It looks like the only underdog that was worth a lick this weekend was the 49ers. Were the books pretty heavy on the Cowboys? Like, I know they're a very publicly bet team. Were the books rooting for the Niners?
Yeah, we were desperate for the Niners. I think it would have been a whitewash, an absolute blackout for us if we'd had all 5 favorites win going into tonight's game. The parlay number would have been immense. So, frankly, the 49ers saved us from what would have been a debacle.
Jason, we were talking earlier. We play this game called The Line is Right, and we try to guess the weekend's lines or the upcoming lines in the NFL. And what I wanted to ask you about, we were looking at potentially what's next if Tampa Bay plays the Cardinals or the Rams, depending upon who wins tonight. So are you already working on potential lines based on what the matchup might be, or do you wait until after tonight's contest and then go into it?
No, we're working on it. We sort of have a 2 to 3 point spread of where we think the line will be, and dependent on potential injuries or if we did see a blowout, that might change it a couple of points. But we think if it's sort of the Rams would go up in the vicinity of 5 or 6 and probably the Cardinals 7 or 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Looking at the futures market, now is kind of a good time to sit and recalibrate and think, where are there some value on the board now? And for me, I'm looking at the Niners because I feel like they're a hot team. It's definitely going to be tough to beat the Packers. But looking down the board at the futures market and teams that are kind of value plays to win the Super Bowl. Are there any teams that stick out to you?
Well, I think the forgotten team are the Titans. You know, I can't see them losing this week. They then play the winner. You know, they're in the AFC Championship at home. The way they match up pretty well with the Kansas City and the Bills. So at the price, we're plus 850. That'd be the one I would take. But once we're down to sort of 18, it's very hard to find any value in the futures. I think opportunity's lost there. You need to be finding those sort of angles, either at the start of the playoffs or certainly through the season. It's not preseason. I prefer not to bet preseason. I think you need to see 5 or 6 weeks, and that's why I think there's some angles.
Jason, Chelsea's a huge Titans fan. She loves the Titans, and listen, they're quietly the number one seed in the AFC, and yet I feel like we don't talk about them at all. Do you have any liability on the Titans, or are they a team that you're actually rooting for here?
I have a really good sports betting business in Tennessee. The Titans are one of our winners. Basically our biggest loser, and really only substantial liability with what's left. The Raiders were horrible. They were about $10 million bad. But the Tampa Bay will be the only one that is no good for us that's left. Dallas were also a small loser. Everything else is good. So our futures book's really quite good unless Tom gets us again.
Oof. Well, I know people love to bet on Tom Brady in the playoffs because everybody tells me, don't bet against Tom Brady. And I feel like a lot of square bettors are kind of on that page. And sometimes they're not wrong. Let's look at tonight's Monday Night Football game once more. And we're trying to decide on some good props to play. Do you have any insight in the props market? Are there any plays you think are worth a look?
I know our customers are very, very confident that Cooper Kupp's going to keep going because it's certainly been the one we've taken the most money. Cooper Kupp either any time touchdown scorer over 106.5. Myself, I think AJ Green's been a favourite target of Kyler, since Hopkins has gone down. I think 43.5 doesn't look a huge number for him. That would be the one that would entice me the most.
Jason, before we let you go, I'm curious about something. I'm putting one of my prop bets on an anytime touchdown for James Conner, and right now that is the second most heavily bet prop bet at BetMGM, but he should be a game time decision. I'm surprised this is at plus money. Right now it's at plus 115. Of course, that can change. Do you take whether or not a player will play or whether or not he might be 70% injured, 80% or 80% healthy, I should say. Do you take that into effect when setting the number here? Or do you say, look, if this guy plays, we're just going to set a number. We're not going to worry about how healthy he may be.
No, we certainly take it into account, but we it's probably less important in playoffs because it's the last go. So guys that may not be fully fit, they do have painkilling jabs. They do tend to play their normal series of downs rather than be safer. Instead of Connor playing his 20, play 5 or 8 that he might in a regular season game. So this time of year, it's everyone's full speed ahead. So it's probably easier for us than it might be. Certainly in the last 2 COVID-infected mid-seasons, they've been really difficult for these player props.
He is the Vice President of Trading for BetMGM, setting the lines and the prices at the book, and he joins us each and every Monday here on the show. It's our friend Jason Scott. Jason, we certainly appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, Chelsea, with the Titans.
Thank you. We're going to need it. Oh, man. I'm just nervous thinking about the Titans. Listen, like you would think the Titans, you know, a number one seed in the AFC, and I shouldn't be nervous. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's just about teams executing. And there have been times when the Titans offense has looked very bad. Like, I feel like they're feast or famine. They either look like world beaters or they're losing to the Jets. And a lot of it hinges on the receivers being healthy because everybody's going to talk about Derrick Henry and his return, which notably he is number 22 and it's going to be on January 22nd, 2022. So maybe that means something, you know, in the karmic sense. Maybe I'm using that word correctly. I don't know. Yeah. But I think it's more on Ryan Tannehill and developing, you know, some kind of rhythm with his receivers because, yes, the ground game is important. But if the Titans are in a big hole early, they're going to have to throw the ball. And I think it falls more on the shoulders of Ryan Tannehill than people probably think.
I will say, though, it will make you feel better. And we talked about this earlier, that this line opened Tennessee minus three, and we assumed money would come in on the Bengals. Instead, money has come in on the Titans. I think this is going to be a classic pros versus Joes game where the public's going to hit Cincy and the sharps are going to be on your Titans. So maybe that's something to look at as well.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.